Supper's gotten bigger. I'm used to little kids. Because I have to sit, I can't stand. I have to try to do two things at one time, talk and stand. Did you guys enjoy fair this week? How many got to go? Everybody pretty much, for the most part? Do you look around, do you look for the forward to the fair every year? What do you look forward to?
Nostalgia,
food, seeing people. What food did you guys, what do you guys look forward to on food? I knew that was going to be yours. Yep. That's your dad's too. All the way through. So he was telling me last night in the food bank, he was describing this walleye sandwich he eats. And then he was going to get that pork on the stick because somebody saw some pork on the stick and he was really thrilled about the pork on the stick. Huh? Sounds about right. Anybody else have some favorites? Cheese curds. Yes. Cheese curds?
The donuts.
The donuts. Oh, yeah, the Eastern Star donuts. Oh, Vicky has some back there. Oh, we do love the fair. It's a good time of year. Good time of year. I know that this year that we had talked and we had some prayers, and we had some opportunities that God would move this year in the fair. Do we have any testimonies of anything that they saw God doing? Anything right now? Because it may come out later. It may come out later. I'll go along with.
I'll share this, and please don't hear me boasting or bragging, but a couple weeks ago I shared that obedience is something that's been brought to my attention. And so I prayed Thursday morning when I got up, Friday, whatever day the auction was. I was impressed to go buy an animal, a specific animal for a specific youth that isn't a part of this body. And I have never been to livestock auction at the 4-H fair, don't even know how they work. And then Gabe had called and I'd missed his call and he was asking about Kentucky trip. And I was like, I'm not talking about that right now with you. but I have a question about livestock auction. So he answered my questions and so I decided I was going to go. And I ended up buying 5 animals. So, for whatever the purpose of that is, mm-hmm. A guy that used to work for me, his daughter had some chickens, and then not people from here, except for I did buy Josh's pig kind of on accident. I was trying to run the bid, and I got stuck with it. So I was compelled to go. For reasons that I don't understand,
yeah.
And I chose to be obedient to that. That's what the story is about, is that I don't know what God is doing with that stuff, but I assume something.
Yes.
I'm expectant of something.
Changing our hearts and changing others. Yeah. I have the same problem. I don't like to talk and say stuff that God's doing in mine because I don't want to sound like I'm boasting or anything like that, because I'm not, you know. This week, wow, this week, don't scratch your head and talk at the same time. You get really loud. But I just felt like God was impressing on my heart Revelations 12, especially Revelations 12:11, because that's what part of this stuff is that we're in right now, is triumphing over the accuser over the evil one, ushering in the kingdom of our Lord and Christ, Jesus Christ. And I've just got that impression that his desire is to see his kingdom be fully established on the earth. Not as we think it would be, but it's going to be something different that we're not planning on. In Revelation, if we move up 12:9, it says the great dragon was hurled down, that ancient serpent called the devil or Satan, who leads the whole world astray. He was hurled to the earth and his angels with him. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, "Now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Messiah. For the accuser of our brothers and sisters, who accuses them before our God day and night, has been hurled down. They triumphed over him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. Therefore, rejoice, you heavens, and you who dwell in them. But woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has gone down to you. He is filled with fury because he knows that his time is short." His time is short. So Satan himself has been hurled down to heaven, from heaven, into the realms of God and thrown into the earth. For what? To accuse the brethren. To bring accusations, to bring condemnation. He is not up in the throne room of God. He is not up accusing before God our sins. Why? Because the blood of the Lamb has washed him over. They triumphed. They triumphed on their lives, on sin, in this kingdom, because of the blood of Christ. The blood of Christ. Nothing more, nothing less. It's all about him and his death on the cross. It said that ushered in the salvation, power, and kingdom of God. That cross is what brought it all together. And it allowed us to be able to be triumph over our problems, over our sin, over our life circumstances, and bringing that life to others. But that's not the only thing that it is here. There's actually three things mentioned, right? The blood of the Lamb, which we pretty much have established in our hearts, I think. Everyone here knows that Christ died for our sins and has given us salvation eternally. Number two, the word of their testimony. So we have Christ, the word of their testimony. What is the word of their testimony? It is the Holy Spirit moving in their lives. The word of the testimony is the Holy Spirit moving in their lives. The word here is not rhema. The word that John chose is logos. The very word that he said, the word became flesh and dwelt among us. We have seen him and seen his glory. The logos, that which is of God, that which is he said from the very beginning of time. He spoke out logos and everything was created. He spoke out logos and Christ came. And Christ is logos. So the word of the testimony is Christ in our lives through the Holy Spirit. Christ brings us salvation. Christ gives us the strength. Christ is the one that we testify about. Not about what we do, but what he does. How often do we pray that God would bless, or we say, "God, we're going to go do this tomorrow. Please bless with your Holy Spirit. God, we're going to make this program. Bless it. We want to do your work. We're working. We're giving to you, and we want to see you and your glory." God says, "Follow me. Do what I say. Listen to him. Don't ask for blessings. Ask for direction. And when we listen to God, follow his directions, he shows us. He shows us what he's doing. He shows us in our hearts what's wrong. He shows us where we're going. And then he alone is glorified. He alone is glorified. And then that makes us be able to not love our lives that we would shrink from death. The love there is the agape love. The love that we have, that agape love is like all-consuming love, and so much our lives are all-consuming because we're worried about our lives more than we're worried about what God is doing. What God is doing in our lives. Therefore, rejoice, because the kingdom of God is here. The kingdom of God is among us. And it's walking in our midst. And we don't want to miss it. We don't want to miss what he is doing in our community, in our lives, in our family lives. We talked about the fair, and one of the reasons I mentioned some of that up was I enjoy the food in the fair. I enjoy it. But at the beginning of fair, I had a choice to make. Do I want fair food, or do I want to see God move? So for the last week, I have not done anything but look for God's movement. But if I had a choice between cheese curds and seeing God move in my life and others, heck with the cheese curds. You know? Because our desire is so much more for him than for the pleasures of this world. You know, we want to see God show your Shekinah glory this week. Did we see it? Have your eyes open. If you look at this last week, the fair is a microcosm. Monday, what did it do? It rained. It rained. Tuesday was rain and wind and sprinkles. And then came just some wind, and then partly cloudy on Thursday, and by Friday, it was sunny. Monday and Tuesday were the prayers of the saints falling down upon the fair. Washing it, cleansing it, the intercession. And then the winds of God came. The rhema, the Spirit, blew through that place. His words were there, whether we saw them or not. And then once they were done, the clouds had parted, and his Shekinah glory shone in the natural world. He was there. He was there strong. I walked around just praying grace on people, not cheap grace, but grace that brings repentance. Because Satan would want condemnation. Christ wants nothing but repentance and salvation. I went out of myself, a little bit out of my comfort zone. It's the first time I ever told somebody about Christ through Google Translate. I walked around the fair twice, and there's this lemon stand, shake up. God, go over there, talk to him. I go over talk to him, he's from Mexico. He doesn't speak English. So I spoke in his phone, he gave me his phone, and I said, Jesus Christ is Lord, do you know him? And it translated, I gave it back to him. He read it, he looked at me strange. And said, yeah, okay. That's the first I've ever done that, you know. I came and talked to one of the guys at the booth, and he didn't believe in God. He goes, I'm not in that sect. I said, I don't care what you are, but I know that God loves you. He wants you in his kingdom. And just be prepared and listen for him, because his love for you is greater than you'll ever know. You are lonely, you are lost, and you're searching. You find God. Did I see a great revelation? No. But told him what it was. I talked to some of the church people there. Pine Hills was there. I talked and shared with them a little bit and just said, how's things going? And he said, there's such an opening. People are asking about Jesus as they're coming through this tent. He goes, I don't see it normally. I don't know what's going on. There is something going on here. And they said the Farmers for Christ are seeing it. The Auburn Church is seeing it too. There's an openness that wants to know about Christ. A little boy was there. I had him share the gospel with me. Said, tell me about Christ. He had the little bracelet. And he told me about Christ as best as he could. You see it. So you see the intercession that came through. And then not only was the Shekinah glory present among the sun, but the Shekinah glory was there because it was on the faces of the people of God walking around that fair. The Shekinah glory came. It came to the DeKalb County Fair. And we want to see where he leads us. Amazing thing is, that Pine Hills guy knew about Crone United Brethren. He said, usually we hear the gossip, the bad stuff, but we've heard good stuff about you. And it's not about us. He heard good stuff about Christ. Because the word of the testimony is Christ in our lives, not what we're doing. Not what we're doing. Short message tonight, today, because it's been a long week. I am hungry, but God sustained me. He sustained me the whole week. He sustained me through that difficulty. At times it was hard. You're wanting just to, it's like, why? But then it came up, what do you want more? Fair food or me? And I want God. And I want God to move. Father, we just pray that as this week goes on, as this month goes on, as this year goes on, that the changes that we have seen in this fair that you've brought forth would protrude forward. Father, that the blood of the Lamb would cleanse us, would proclaim our victory. We would walk in the spirit of the word and the testimony of you. And Lord, we just give you the glory, the praise, and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen.